God bless you. God bless you. You. Yes. Oh, absolutely. Even you. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can absolutely transform your life. God doesn't even need 15 minutes. All he needs is an available ear and a willing heart. And I promise you, God will make a change in your life. Grateful to God that he has spared us another day, another moment to be in his presence. Let's pray. Gracious Father and God, we love you today. We adore you. We magnify you. God, we thank you for this day, a day we have never seen before, a day that is filled with new mercies, a day that is filled with your grace, your love, and your compassion towards us. Because Lamentation tells us that your compassions, they fail not, and they are new every morning. And we love you for that today, God. We thank you, God, that you thought about us and allowed us to be a part of your plan today. God, absolutely nothing we could have done could have spared us, could have bought us another moment. But God, it is simply by your love, by your grace, by your compassion that we are here on today. And for that, we say thank you. We thank you, God, because many things have happened to people between Sunday and today, things that have even taken them out of this world, this life. But God, you have decided to keep us here. And for that, God, we'll be forever grateful. So since, God, you have made the decision to keep us here, and since, God, we have made the determination to press our way this morning, God, speak to us. Speak to us in such a way that we will know that we have been spoken to. Speak to us, Holy Spirit, that we'll be forever changed. Speak to us, God. Speak to us, God, in such a way that we are transformed. We love you today, God. We adore you, God. We bless you and thank you for those that have assembled on this morning, counted it not robbery, to be a part of your nugget today. God, speak to them. Transform them. God, let them hear you in such a way that, God, maybe they haven't heard you before. And God, we thank you in advance to what it is that our eyes will see on this day, but more so, God, what our hearts will feel through this word. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we just thank God for this, just another day in this life's journey. On this morning, our journeys will take us to the book of Titus in the New Testament, and will be the first 8 verses, Titus 3, starting at verse 1. Titus 3, starting at verse 1. And I'm going to read from the Today's New International Version. At least that's where we'll start. We may read from another version. Sorry, moving stuff out of my way. Starting at verse 1, Titus 3, reads as follows. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle towards everyone. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want to stress these things to you, so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote everything, excuse me, devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. Let me just read one more. Let me read from the Message Bible. Again, Titus 3, first 8 verses from the Message says this: remind the people to respect the government and be law-abiding, always ready to lend a helping hand. No insults or fights. God's people should be big-hearted and courteous. It wasn't so long ago that we ourselves were stupid and stubborn, duped of sin, ordered every which way by our glands, going around with a chip on our shoulder, hated and hating back. But when God, our kind and loving Savior God, stepped in, he saved us from all that. It was all his doing. We had nothing to do with it. He gave us a good bath, and we came out of it new people, washed inside and out by the Holy Spirit. Our Savior Jesus poured out new life so generously. God's gift has restored our relationship with him and given us back our lives. And there's more life to come, an eternity of life. You can count on this. I want you to put your foot down. Take a firm stand on these matters so that those who have put their trust in God will concentrate on the essentials that are good for everyone. And the word of the Lord is blessed on this morning with the few moments that I have left. I want to talk to you from the simple message: saved, not by the work, but for the work. Saved, not by the work, but for the work. Let me ask you something. Imagine getting a call from a company you never applied to, offering you a position you didn't interview for, with a salary you can never earn. You all, that's salvation. God didn't save us because we had the best resume of righteousness. He didn't hire us based on our holiness or promote us because of our performance. No, salvation is not a reward for the righteous, but a rescue for the rebellious. We are not saved by our works, but we're saved for the work of the kingdom. And that's what verse 3 told us today, that he saved us not on the basis of deeds that we did in righteousness, but in accordance with his mercy. Now, let's go ahead and quickly unpack this truth in three different points. First thing is, we were sinking in sin, but saved by the Savior. See, you all, Paul reminds us in writing to Titus that before Christ we were foolish, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures. You all, that's a hard mirror to look into. Because, yeah, that's how we were before we got saved. We were lost. We were living recklessly. We were locked in sin's grip. But, God, you all, I believe those are the two of the most powerful words in Scripture. But God, he did not leave us there. He didn't wait for us to get ourselves together. So for those who say they won't go to church with you, when I get myself together, I come. No. God doesn't wait for us to get ourselves together. You all, his kindness and his love appeared, and he rescued us. Yeah, we were polluted by sin, but he purified us. We were prisoners of our past, but he pardoned us. We were powerless to save ourselves, but he pulled us out of the pit. You all, salvation is not a paycheck for performance, but it is a present. It is a gift of grace. That means there are no promotions in the kingdom, just positions given by grace. You all, not only were we sinking in sin, but saved by the Savior, you all, the work won't work. It's only grace that gets the job done. The work won't work. What we did, it has no bearing on this. I told you, Paul made it plain. It's not on the basis of deeds. that we did in righteousness. That means you can't pray enough, you can't pay enough, you can't serve enough, you can't sow enough to save yourself. See, some folks are trying to work their way into heaven as if God is running a point system on all of us. But if works could save us, then why did Jesus die? Huh? If being good was enough, then that means that the cross was unnecessary. You all, grace is not a transactional type of action. It is transformational. You know, a holiness is not a requirement for salvation. It is a response to being saved. It's a response to salvation. You all, when God washed us, when he renewed us, when we were reborn, it was not anything that was done by our human effort, but it was done by divine intervention. So you all, not only were we sinking in sin, but God saved. Not only will the work won't work, but the last point I want to get to, and I'm about to get out of here, is that we were saved to serve, not to sit. Let me repeat that again for the people, huh, who are sitting in the back. Yeah, you back there. I'm looking at you. Yeah, you right there. You were saved to serve, not to sit. You are this right here. This is where some folks miss it. They think, well, since I'm saved by grace, then I don't have to do anything because it's not on my work. So therefore, I don't have to work, right? Wrong. That's what Paul says in verse 8. He says those that believe in God should be intent on engaging in good deeds. Matter of fact, verse 8, Paul says it like this in the message. He says, I want you to take a firm stand on these matters so that those who have put their trust in God will concentrate on the essentials that are good for everyone. The essentials, what are we talking about? We're talking about the fact that we were saved to serve. We weren't pulled out of sin to play it safe. We were placed in purpose to be a blessing. The good works don't save us, absolutely not, but they do show that we're saved. Hear me today. They don't save us, but they show others that we are saved. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 5 and 16, let your light shine before men so that men may see your what? Good works, but do what? Glorify your Father who is in heaven. You all, the evidence of salvation isn't in your lip service. It's in your life. You don't work to earn God's love. You work because you've experienced God's love. We don't serve to be saved. We serve because we are saved. Are y'all hearing me on today? You all, listen to me well. You don't have to work for salvation, but once you've been saved, there is plenty of work to do. You all, like a doctor who's trained to heal, like a firefighter prepared to rescue, like a teacher who has been equipped and taught and skilled to instruct, you were saved to be sent. You all, quit sitting on your do nothing and let's do something. Because when God saved us, he wasn't looking at what you've already done, but he saved us with the intention of you working for him, working for the kingdom, showing your good works, because our good Father saved us. Huh? So we've got to consider this. We've got to be about our Father's business. We've been sitting long enough. We've been talking about we don't know what to do long enough. It is here in the Word of God. We've got to live lives that reflect the grace that saved us. Because the world is waiting to see what has happened to us. They keep hearing that Christians, believers, are different. Well, if they don't see our good works, how would they believe that we're different? When the world sees our good works, they won't just see us, but they will see the God who changed us. You all, we were not saved by the work, but we were definitely saved for the work. Let's pray. Father, we love you today and we adore you. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for your love, your grace that saved us, that found us where we were, your kindness that found us where we were, and it rescued us. Now, God, help us. Help us, empower us to do the work. God, the world is waiting to see the work that we do because of the love that you've shown and the Father that's done it all. Be with us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.